Bottom News Live. I'm John Murphy. Steve Tasker with us, coming to you from our homes, radio only today. And joining us on the line, Buffalo's fifth-round pick in last weekend's draft. Fifth-round pick from Georgia. A familiar name, maybe an unexpected selection, but he's here now. He's a Buffalo Bill. Quarterback Jake Fromm joins us live on the line. Hello, Jake. John Murphy and Steve Tasker on the line with you. How you doing today?
Hey, doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks very much for coming on. We had Brandon Bean on our show 2 days ago, Monday, and when we asked him about you, the first words he described you was, he's a winner. He's a winner. I can think of a lot worse things for a GM to say about a player he just drafted. He described you as a winner. That's pretty good, right?
That's right. That's right. There could be a lot worse things. I'll take it. And hopefully I can make it come true here in Buffalo.
What did you know about Buffalo, and how much contact did you have with them before the draft?
Yeah, so we had a really awesome Zoom meeting beforehand with Coach Dable, Coach Dorsey, and Coach Tierney. And I don't know, it went really well. And spoke to him at the combine. And, man, you know, who would have thought? I'm here and can't wait to get up and excited to get going.
How much contact have you had with Bill's coaches or teammates since the draft, since Saturday, Jake?
Yeah, since then, we've been working through our Zoom meetings, you know, over playbook stuff, and look forward to get in touch, you know, as soon as we can with teammates in the future.
Have you had any calls from the veterans on the team?
A couple of them reached out kind of on the draft, but nothing over any playbook or anything football related since then. I don't think rules permit that. I could be wrong. I have no idea. I'm just trying to get my feet wet and figure things out.
What do you think of the makeup of the quarterback room you'll be joining, Jake? I mean, it's a pretty close group, Matt Barkley, Davis Webb, and Josh, and of course, the coach is pretty close with them as well, Ken Dorsey. How do you think you'll fit in with that group just based on the initial conversation you've had?
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, the guys in that room are unbelievable, really good group of just some good dudes, and hopefully I can fit in. You know, I'm going to bring in a little bit of a Southern with me, and hopefully I can make that room better.
I wonder, have you given much thought, like, you're a starter, obviously, at UGA and the starter throughout most of your career, and assuming Josh Allen is the starter for the Bills, what would you look for from a backup? I mean, you got to have something to contribute to this group. What do you think they'll be looking for from you? What do you hope to contribute? What would you want a quarterback just joining your room to contribute to the quarterback room and to maybe the way they think through things?
Yeah, you know, I have no idea. I mean, I know for me, coming from my perspective, I've never not played in a game that I've dressed out for. So this is going to be a little bit different for me. And honestly, you know, whatever it is, I just want to win. I want the program to be, you know, winners and be successful. And, you know, whatever they're asking for me, I'm going to do it 100%, you know, to the best of my abilities. And I'm all about winning football games.
Yeah, you as a freshman coming in, you thought you were going to go to Alabama, but you said, you know, you always wanted to go to Georgia. What, you know, tell us about the commitment to Alabama, the decommit, the changing of your mind. Tell us, walk us through that whole scenario, because I know as an incoming freshman in college, you always agonize over which school you're going to go to. Tell us about that process for you.
Yeah, you know, so throughout that process, you know, I was an in-state kid, you know, grew up 2 hours from the University of Georgia. And throughout the recruiting process early in high school, I did not have an offer to go to the University of Georgia. There was another kid in my class who was committed. You know, he was going there. And so, you know, me and my family thought it would be the best to go look elsewhere. Ended up committing to Alabama. Coach Smart was a defensive coordinator. My area recruiter, who's now the head coach at UGA, and when he got the head coaching job at Georgia, you know, he said, "Hey, you want to come?" And I said, "Heck yeah!" And I had to tell Coach Saban that I'm, you know, decommitting from Alabama, committed to Georgia, and the rest is history.
Yeah, history, including three SEC championship games, a college football championship. Hey, we're with Jake Fromm, Bill's fifth-round draft pick, the quarterback from Georgia. Hey, Jake, I love your answer about the combine. You know, everything gets measured at the combine. Your hands came up a little short, for the prototype, the standard for quarterback hand size. And I loved your answer. Do you remember what you said when you were asked about that? Hey, your hands are kind of small. What was your answer?
Gosh, I said something about it hasn't bothered me in any game so far. Won a lot of football games, and hopefully I'll continue to win a lot more football games.
Yeah, I read you said, like, it's the same hands that won those championship games and right. won all those titles for Georgia, right? It, even if it is a half inch beyond the standard, right, or smaller than the standard.
Hey, you know, well, you know, it's amazing what they deem standards and, you know, what it has to be. Hey, look, God made me perfect the way I am. I'm going to go out, sling a football, and hopefully win while doing it.
You, like a lot of players, you kind of have there's a prototype in the NFL that you can look at and say, yeah, that's who the guy I want to be. Yours seems to be a guy, and you kind of stack up physically just like him. Drew Brees of the Saints, you probably watched him from really most of your life. He's been playing in the NFL. Tell us your thoughts about why you picked him and his game to emulate.
I think, you know, start off, you know, with the man he is, his work ethic, you know, just the way he approaches the game, his feet are unbelievable. He throws with extreme accuracy on time, and he leads well. I mean, why would you not want to do those things? And the success he's had in his career, I think, are all great reasons why any young quarterback would try to emulate his game.
Jake Fromm is our guest. Jake, there's a Hall of Fame quarterback that played here and still lives here. Jim Kelly played with my partner here, Steve Tasker. And, you probably will hear from Jim eventually, and I understand you share a real fondness for hunting and fishing, outdoorsman type stuff. That's a good thing mm-hmm. to talk with Hall of Famer Jim Kelly about, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Actually, me and Jim have a really strong mutual friend, and Jim's actually already reached out to me, and really look forward to getting up, meeting him, and it's just exciting, you know, and really thankful that you know, there's people like him, you know, willing to reach out and help a young kid like me, and you know, really thankful that God put, you know, him in my path.
Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to ask him. You played in the Little League World Series.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that.
It's a really unique, amazing experience. You know, just imagine you're 11, 12 years old playing with your friends you've grown up with. You know, all you're doing is playing a game of baseball, a game you love, and all of a sudden you're playing in front of 40,000 people and on TV. And it's really neat, really cool. You know, you hit a couple home runs, pitch a little bit. It's really unique and fun. You get to play ping pong with some kids from Japan and all kinds of stuff, and it's really unique. It's awesome.
So a highlight, you hit like a line drive home run down there in Williamsport, right? One game, it was a shot.
Yeah, I've hit a couple in my career, and thankful to have a little bit of success in baseball. I might go try it out later. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, Jake, I understand we're talking about the outdoor stuff. You are a duck caller or a turkey caller, is that right?
I like to say I can a little bit. I definitely have a lot of friends who are better than I am, but definitely love to duck and to turkey hunt, no doubt.
You know, there's a place in Steve. What's the place, Steve? Right across the street from the
Quaker Boy.
Yeah, Quaker Boy. They make turkey calls right across the street from New Era Field there on Southwestern Boulevard. You can go over there and help them out a little bit, Jake.
Hey, no, they'd definitely be helping me out. I need some more turkey calls for sure.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jake, I don't know where you're down from the South, but there is an enormous cottage industry up here of spring turkey and fall turkey hunting. If you do that, you'll have no shortage of people who want to take you out and get a bird.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it can happen. And that's all my family's been talking about is the hunting up there since I've gotten drafted. So I'm needless to say, I'm pretty excited about it.
Jake Fromm is our guest. Jake, very soon, if not already, you'll get your tablet from the Bills. You'll get the details of the offseason workout. It's got to be difficult with the current circumstances in the country that you can't just hop on a plane, jump up here, and get to work out and meet some of these guys you're going to be playing with, huh?
Yeah, it is different, you know, but this is the situation and the hand we were dealt, and it's up to us to go out and make the best of it and put as much work in now. That way, you know, come fall time that we can, you know, get out there on the field and be at an advantage and hopefully win some football games.
Well, good luck, Jake. It was great talking to you. Congratulations on being a Buffalo Bill. I know you're going to like it here in Western New York, particularly if you're a turkey hunter. So congratulations. Can't wait to meet you and have you on the show in person.
Yeah, guys, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for having me. Look forward to it.